Thank you for calling Customer Support Nigeria speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Effie Blizzard. I had sent an email back on the 25th of March, and I received an email back. Thank you very much. But this is the first opportunity I've had to call the number that I was given. I had received a watch that I had not ordered. It seems like it was just sent automatically, and I did not order it. So what do I need to do with it?
Okay. All right, and what's their zip code so I can assess your account?
28518.
First and last name.
Effie Blizzard.
What was that, ma'am?
Effie Blizzard. That's E as in Edward, F as in Frank, Frank, I-E,
Okay.
Blizzard, like a snowstorm.
Yes. And can you verify your shipping address?
492 North Blizzard Town Road, Beulahville, North Carolina, 28518.
Okay, it does show that you ordered the watch, the height watch and the earbuds. You paid $6.97 for shipping and handling on the 26th of August and $29.97.
I got a watch for the $6 or $6 or $7. I did get that watch, and I did order, pay $29 or $30, something like that, for a set of headphones.
And after your 14-day trial was up, you didn't call any cancel, so they billed you the full price for that watch, which was $59.97.
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't catch it.
After your 14-day trial was up, they billed you the full price for that watch, which is $59.97.
When was it billed?
It was October. No, that was September. September 10th.
Okay, and
Last
I
year.
got another watch back then, another, and I paid full price for it, or okay, but now this is an entirely different watch. I didn't order another watch.
Yes, ma'am, it doesn't show that you ordered another watch. You was billed the full price for the watch you already received on the 26th of
That's
August.
right.
Yes, you
But
was
what
billed
am
the
I
full
supposed to
price.
do with this one?
They sent you
See,
another
this is
watch?
an, yeah, I have an entirely different watch here.
Okay, I don't know what that watch is, ma'am. It just only shows that you received one watch.
Okay, so your record shows I received a watch that I paid like $7 for, right?
Yes.
And you show I got the headphones that I paid like $30 or something like that for, right?
Yes.
And then another watch that I paid $60 for, right?
It wasn't another watch. It shows that you paid for the watch you had already received.
So why did, oh, the $6 was shipping and handling, and then I paid the price for it.
Yes.
Okay, so I've not been billed or will not be billed for anything else.
No, ma'am. That's the last charge.
Okay, so where did this watch come from?
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know what that watch is.
Okay.
Did you order another watch anywhere else?
No, ma'am. I did not. And it came in a very generic package, you know? But it
Yes.
looks like the quality of watch that I did order, which I do like, by the way, and I did intend to get, but this one is a very nice watch, and but there's no information on anything that would help me identify where it came. The return address is Fulfillment Center. Is that you?
You said the return address was, what was that, ma'am?
Fulfillment,
Oh, no.
FULFI.
No, ma'am. We're located in California.
And this, well, this one is Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, no, ma'am. No.
And you never heard of this other one, right?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry to have bothered you. I've not ordered anything, and this was the only thing that made any sense to me.
Yes,
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right, well, thank you for calling Customer Support. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.